Welcome to everyone on the introductory call for Lakrala ALEC representative selection for 2013 on Monday, the 1st of July at 2200 UTC. On the Spanish channel, we have Juan Manuel Rojas, Aida Noblia, Johnny Laureano, Alfredo Lopez, Fatima Cambronero, Carlos Aguirre, Wanda Scartesini, Silvia Herlein Leiter, Humberto Carrasco. On the English channel, we have Olivier Crépin Leblanc, Dev Anand Tiluksingh. From staff, we have Gisela Gruber, Heidi Ulrich, and, sorry, Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Apologies today noted from Natalia Enciso, Alberto Soto, Sintra Suknanen, and Sergio Salinas Porto. Our interpreters this evening are Sabrina and Veronica. And if I could please remind you all to state your names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. Have I left anyone off the roll call? Please do speak up now. If not, I will pass the floor over to Sylvia Helen Leiter. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. This is Sylvia Herlin Leiter speaking. Welcome, everybody. We have a very good turnout on this call, and I thank you for taking this time to attend this Lakrala call. As you know, we are facing ALEC representative elections. We have Natalia Enciso leaving her position, and a representative will be elected to replace her in this year, 2013, and will take office next year, that is in 2014. We have two candidates, Fatima Cambronero and Johnny Laureano, and we've got 1 hour available for this call. We have not received specific questions in writing, so may I please ask you to hold your questions for after the presentations of each of these candidates. We have not assigned a time for the candidates' presentations, so they will be able to speak for as long as they like. So kindly type your questions into the AC room. Today is July 1st, so as from tomorrow, that is July 2nd, and until July 8th at 23:59 UTC, we will be holding the online vote. And please, pay attention because you will all be receiving your individual credentials, that is the ALS representatives, so that you can participate in this vote. Should that not be the case, please get in touch with me or directly with Matt Ashtiani. One of the candidates requested to have this call chaired not by the regional chair or by myself, the secretariat, but in this case we have the pleasure of having Olivier Crépin Leblond on the call. So I welcome Olivier, and I now give the floor to him, and I wish you all a fantastic conference call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and I'll be taking you through the discussion with the candidates part of this call. It's a real pleasure to be able to act as the moderator, I guess, although it's going to be a little bit difficult since I am on the English channel and you both are on the Spanish channel, you as in both candidates, Fatima Cambronero and Johnny Laureano. And so I will ask, I guess, as a first step also for you to be quite diligent with your timing and effectively not fight with each other directly. I have no way to stop you on the channel itself, and I do hope that everyone will be civil, and I do understand that everyone will be civil and not over talk with each other. As you know, the rules are always to say your name before you speak, because since we are working in the two languages, it's very difficult to get to understand any discussion if your name is not provided before. So that's one thing, and the other thing is, as Gisela has said, please speak slowly, and if you do speak too fast, I'm sure the interpreters will let you know that you are speaking too fast. And it sometimes is a mistake that I make myself, so I perfectly know what it feels like. Anyway, so the first thing I thought we would have would be just an introduction from each one of the candidates. This call is quite open. Really, it's for you, all of the members of Lac Rallo, to be able to ask questions to the candidates. You have on the agenda page a link to the Statement of Interest, the SOI, as it's called, which provides background information from each one of the candidates. But the best way really to hear from them is to actually ask them to introduce themselves. So because we do have limited time, I was going to be quite strict on this and give 5 minutes to each one of the candidates to introduce themselves. This is a proposal. If you agree with this, could you please put a little green tick on your Adobe Connect. That's, I see, okay, a couple of people. Okay, so 5 minutes sounds like a good start. And what I'll do, I'll be keeping the time, so when your time is up, you will see a little red cross come next to my name on the Adobe Connect. And that will be the end of the time for you, and I will kindly ask you at that point to pass the floor back to me. So without further ado, let's start with by alphabetical order, Fatima Cambronero. Fatima, you have the floor.
This is Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you, Olivier, and I would like to check that you can all hear me. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, we can hear you. Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you. I would like to thank Olivier for his help today, and I will do my best to use my time diligently and to speak slowly, which is a challenge for me. For those of you who do not know me, I will introduce myself and I will let you know about myself. I am an Argentine attorney. I am from Cordoba and I am a member of AHEA DENSI, that is a civil society organization focusing on internet users in our region, and also part of the academia, because we are engaged with the academia as we hold a university course on internet governance and related topics. I work as a freelance attorney, working with traditional law matters and also with a new technology legal aspect. Excuse me, I am adjusting my audio. I am now a moderator expert, or an expert moderator, for the Next Generation Leaders Internet Society course, and I am also a member of the Diplo Foundation faculty. I will be teaching a course shortly. I was also selected as a member of the Multi-Stakeholder Advisory Group in the Internet Governance Forum to assist the UN Secretary General in the organization of the Governance Forum. I have no conflict of interest, and I am not a member of any company, or neither am I employed by any company that has commercial or business relations with ICANN, so I do not hold any conflict of interest. As part of my affiliations, well, I am a member of Aheia Densi, but I am also a global member of the Internet Society. I cooperate with the ISOC's Brazil chapter. I also cooperate with an Internet Governance Network. I represent Aheia Densi before the NCUC. And all these affiliations are related to internet governance topics and also with the civil society and the academia role. I have been a fellow in many organizations and events. For instance, I have been a fellow at the Diplo Foundation, at LAC IGF since 2010 until last year. This year, the Latin America and Caribbean IGF will be taking place in Cordoba, and Aheia Densi is acting as one of the local hosts, so I will not be a fellow this time. I have also been an ICANN fellow on four counts, and regarding this fellowship program, I can say that it enabled me to gain or obtain training within the ICANN ecosystem and build a contact network within and outside ICANN on a global scale. And I believe that will be very useful in my role as an ALAC member. I have attended meetings and focused on the ALAC meetings particularly. And for the last 2 years, approximately, I have attended the ALAC monthly calls, and I am engaged in ALAC, ICANN, and LACRALO working groups, especially in the Latin American and Caribbean Steering Committee. Soon we will be hearing from that committee in terms of implementation. I have also been engaged in at-large groups. I believe this opportunity, that is to be an ICANN fellow, enables me to give back to ICANN what ICANN has invested in me and my training if I become an ALAC member. I see my time is up, so please feel free to ask any questions, and thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Fatima, and without any time lost, what we'll do is to immediately now hear from Johnny Laureano, and then we will open the floor for questions afterwards. So Johnny Laureano, you have the floor for 5 minutes.
Good afternoon. I am Johnny Laureano. The interpreters apologize, but we have Johnny Laureano's audio is not good quality audio to be interpreted. We will do our best. I would like to tell you about my qualifications as a candidate or a regional candidate to the ALAC. I would like to tell you about my ideas and commitments in terms of common objectives and in my capacity as the chair of this organization. In summary, this is what I feel. Since the creation, the interpreters apologize, but Johnny Laureano's audio is not good quality, so has to be interpreted. We are doing our best. Small business users and end users at home, This is all well known in Latin America. We understand that these private associations have or are capable of standing up for themselves. So our aim is policy building in terms of internet governance regulations, and we will do our best in order to incorporate social media, professional networks as well, SMEs on an individual basis as well. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Excuse me for interrupting. Johnny, I see that many people in the AC room are asking for you to speak slowly and to articulate your words so that, or for the sake of interpretation. Thank you. Johnny Laureano speaking. We know that half the world's population has internet access, so we need to do our best to protect the internet users and so that they can be members of policy making in terms or in relation to the internet. So my interest is to develop a strategic plan for Latin America and the Caribbean. I think that users, internet users, need some spaces devoted to them and to be incorporated into that plan. Okay, this plan is under development. The interpreters apologize. Finally, and in the interest of time, it is important for this process to take into consideration the agreement with the U.S. Department of Commerce. This is a bottom-up process that I believe some way or another is what makes ICANN work. This agreement with ICANN, or between ICANN and the U.S. Department of Commerce, acknowledges groups of stakeholders that are engaged in ICANN processes to a larger extent than internet users. Therefore, it is necessary to guarantee a commitment so as to analyze the pros and cons. My intent is to achieve larger representation spaces and engagement spaces for internet users within Lacralo. We all know about the impact of the internet in terms of technology, politics, and social aspects. So ALAC is a platform to implement these strategies. The interpreters apologize about this.
Okay, thank you very much, Johnny Laureano. I think that you have finished. The interpretation just finished quite abruptly, so I wasn't quite sure. But I gather that you have finished with your initial statements, so thank you. And now I open the floor for questions to both candidates. And when you speak, please introduce yourself, of course, say your name, and also mention what candidate the question is aimed for. And so the first person in the queue that I see, for all of you who might have not used the system, by the way, you can put your hand up in the Adobe Connect room, and then I'll take the questions in the right order. I do have a small problem with reading the questions in Spanish if you do type them on the Adobe chat, so I'll need some help from someone to let me know that there is a question in the chat. But first, the first person in the queue is Vanda Scottatini. So, Vanda, you have the floor.
This is Vanda Scottatini speaking. Sorry, this is Jose Arce interrupting. Could you please let me speak? Jose Arce speaking.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Should I go on?
Jose first, because he is not a candidate. Maybe he wants to say a few words, and then Vanda, after that, you have the floor.
This is Vanda Scottatini speaking. My first question for the candidates is, which is or what is the value that you can add to our RELO with your representation together with ALAC?
Okay, who wishes to speak first?
If I may, this is Johnny Laureano speaking.
Please, go ahead, Johnny.
So this is Johnny Laureano for the record. Regarding Vanda's question in terms of the value to be added, well, I should say that we have large problems or important problems in LACRALO in terms of elections. So the idea is that the ALAC elects some guidelines for LACRALO. On the other hand, it is also important from the user's point of view that we have representation and in terms of the policies related to the final or end users. We represent these users, but in last years we have been needing more representation. So we need better representation. We need advice. Interpreters apologize, but Johnny Laureano's audio is very bad, and we are doing our best in the interpretation. Sorry for that. So the question is, what can we do so as to increase representation in the region and to be able to tell ICANN that what we think as a RELO and as individual is our correct vision. So I think we should open our work, we should open the spectrum for larger participation, for more participants, and to include more users, end users, because the end users are the ones who use internet, and I'm referring to companies, trade organizations. I'm also referring to the individuals, the children, the families using internet. These are the ones that should be represented because they do not use internet only to do business. So we need to address their needs as well. So my view is focused on that. So perhaps from ALAC or the ALAC may allow these users to be represented. And perhaps the ALAC or the ICANN may take the necessary steps and decisions for the benefit of these users.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Johnny. Maybe I can ask now if Fatima has a few words to say. Fatima Cambronero, could we hear from you, please, on this question?
This is Fatima speaking. I was speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's fine.
Yes, Fatima, go ahead, please. So I will repeat my answer. This is Fatima. I will be pretty, very brief in answering Banda's question. The value or the values that I think I can add with my representation in ALAC are related to the volunteer time devoted to this role as a representative of the region. Also, I may add my experience and training in terms of internet governance at a global level, not only within ICANN. Other training that I have, I consider I have contacts in the region, not only Spanish speaker contacts, but also I have contacts with members from the Caribbean region, and these lead us to be able to create consensus with the members of our region to be able to focus on advising in terms of policies affecting end users in our region. Basically, that is what I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fatima. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc back on. There was Jose Arce who wanted to take the floor, and I note there is a queue at the moment with Carlos, Alejandro, and Johnny Laureano, I guess that was to answer a question. And then there was also Juan Manuel Rojas. So I was going to let Jose Arce first have the floor. Jose?
Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Olivier. I wanted to make a simple question to the candidates. I would like to know what you, what Johnny, think about our RAILO and the assembly. What do you think about that? About the fact that our members cannot elect their own representatives or members? So this is Johnny Laureano speaking. So, Jose, you're asking me why the LAC RAILO members cannot choose their own or elect their own members. Are you asking that? Jose Arce speaking. Yes, I'm asking you that, why LAC RAILO cannot elect its own members. Johnny Laureano speaking. I would try to understand the meaning of your question, and I would try to give you my ideas on that respect. I think it is necessary that the procedures and rules, the rules of procedures in LAC RAILO are revised. So, in that case, it is possible that LAC RAILO may elect their own representatives of members. The idea is to have new actions or ideas. LAC RAILO has been existing for 7 years now with the same role, and from my point of view, I think it is unbelievable that for 7 years. We have a great majority of ALSs, but we need to improve our participation objectives to let the users and the ALSs participate in LAC Ralos. So for me, the users, the ALAC and the RALO, are essential for the development of our policies. So we need to take into account our realities. 7 years ago, or we had been working for 7 years, in fact, and nowadays we have more than 2 billion users in Internet, and LAC RALO needs to update its spaces and needs to cope with that so as to be able to address the needs of the users, because we cannot keep on doing what we have been doing for 7 years now. So we need to increase and improve our participation. And we need to be fit, and we need to be able to implement measures to fulfill the ICANN values. And the only possible way to do this is to take this to the most or most of the Internet users. This is Jose Arce speaking. Sorry for interrupting you, Johnny. Johnny Laureano speaking once again. So the idea is to see the amount of users we can reach and engage in ALAC. We need to take into account the users that we can engage, and we need to revise the level of commitment that we have. Each of us have a commitment. So my commitment, it's a full commitment with a representation for the Internet users. So we should work for the benefit of the Internet user, and I think we need to work on that. This is necessary because sometimes we favor or we want to favor other interests.
Okay, thank you very much.
Or we need to favor other stakeholders, for example, the registrars and so on. So this is what we need to do.
Thank you very much, Johnny. I'm sorry I have to interrupt you. I do have to give the floor also to Natalia. So, to Fatima. So, Fatima, please, you have the floor to answer Jose's question.
Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you very much, Olivier. I am Fatima, not Natalia. So to answer Jose's question, I would say that LAC RALO does not elect its members, but it has the ability to provide regional advice in terms of the voting for the ALAC or before the ALAC. So the ability to certify an organization as an ALS, that is within the ALAC bylaws and not within the LAC RALO bylaws or rules of procedures. So I think we should modify or amend the ALAC rules, which are under or being modified, and we also need to take into account the metrics. So it would have been interesting to participate in the working groups that have been working on that issues. And in terms of the ability to provide regional advice, well, we are still working on that. We have that ability, and we will have it within the new rules. And that is my answer by now. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Fatima. Next, there is a question from Carlos Aguirre. You have the floor.
Pavlak. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much, Olivier. My question is only for Johnny Laureano. I was typing on the chat, and my question is, what do you think it is your main ability, and if you know, or if you consider that you can compete with the other candidate, taking into account her abilities and skills? This is Johnny Laureano speaking. There are different ways of assessing or evaluating the skills of the candidate. I highly appreciate that Fatima be the person representing the other candidate. I know her CV is quite extended. She has been working very hard, and as you can see, I have been working for a long time as well. So I have great experience. I have training. I've been trained as an electronic engineer. I've been working for the public sphere. I have knowledge regarding public policies. So I understand that the best strength that I might show to you is the fact of being able to understand all the views, or and I try to represent the interests of the final users or end users. As I said before, I would like to represent all the stakeholders, the interests of the stakeholders in ICANN, the end users. But the only representation I may have is this. I may try to represent the interest of the internet users. So I could combine my interests with other people. So I could agree, for example, with the, or I couldn't agree with the interest of the registrars, for example. Then the other point to be taken into account is experience. Some countries of the region are not used to seeing the continuity of a certain representation or political representation. So the objective is important, and rotation is also important in different positions. We all have skills. Experience is acquired by means of the exercise. So we need to participate. So my objective here is to represent the end user, the internet end user. So I would like to see what interests are being represented, and well, I would also like to hear Fatima's opinion regarding what I am saying right now. But the idea is to be able to is to differentiate and to answer Carlos' question. So the objective is that in a period of in a five or four five or five period, we can achieve changes so that the end users may feel part of the development of the internet.
Thank you very much, Johnny Laureano. It's difficult for me to stop people from speaking, of course, so I'll ask everyone to stick to around 2 minutes per reply so we can go through the list of questions. But it's good that you keep an eye by my name, so you find if there is an X, that it's time to pass the floor to the next person. You mentioned you wanted to hear of the response. So maybe we can have the response. Fatima?
This is Fatima Campronero speaking. Sorry, Olivier, but I understood this question was only for Johnny Laureano. So, Jose, could you please repeat your question?
It was Carlos.
Speaking. Fatima, if the question was not for you, it was only for Johnny Laureano.
Okay, then let's go. It's Olivier Capanoblo on the line at the moment. So next question is from Alejandro Pesanti. Alejandro, you have the floor.
Alejandro Pesanti speaking. Hello. Silvia Vivanco speaking. We hear you, Alejandro. Go ahead, please. So this is Alejandro Pesanti speaking. First of all, I would like to make a point regarding the presentation. Either you post both resumes or CVs, or you don't post any of them. I think that we do not only have to pay attention to the questions, but I think it would be interesting to listen to the debate between the candidates and see their opinions regardless the question or regardless the answer of one of the candidates. So my question to both of them is this. Which are the specific ways in which you believe you could focus your function in ALAC in order to relate that function to the principles and interests of the regional users in an effective way? And secondly, what do you think about the concept of mission creep in terms of your function? Thank you very much.
I will start with Fatima Cambronero.
This is Fatima speaking. Thank you very much, Olivier, and thank you, Alejandro, for your questions. In terms of the first part of the question regarding the specific ways and the functions within ICAM, this is also related to the second part. In fact, we cannot exceed ICAM's mission, and this is reduced to three main topics. Regardless, we are representing the internet users in our region. We cannot go outside the domain names, the IP addresses, and the root. Otherwise, if we go beyond this, we should go to other places to debate about these issues. In terms of the specific ways, well, the rules within ALAC and looking for or taking into account consensus, the idea is to focus on the main issues of our region. I believe that sometimes we put aside certain issues, and sorry, but I am also listening to other people talking on the English-Spanish channel, so could you please mute your speakers? Thank you very much. Fatima speaking again. So we should focus on these issues because they affect us as a region. Despite the fact that they are not issues dealt within ALAC. The ALAC LAC Valle representative within ALAC should express or voice the region's point of view. So we need to take into account that. We need to focus on the issues that are affecting us. For example, the new HUIS system or the new paradigm that is being or that was published not long ago, and there was an initial report published, and it is now open for public comment. We will have a meeting in Durban, and we need to pay attention to that. We also need to take into account the new registration agreement. There is a point or clause related to the possibility of reporting abuses. This affects the users, and this should be taken into account by us. The new TTLDs, for example, the IGO issue or the NGO issue, well, this is also important. We need to take into account that this is one of the most important issues. And in terms of the new TTLDs, we are, of course, within the process, and we need to pay attention to that as well. I don't know if I answered your question, Alejandro, or whether you need a further explanation.
Thank you very much, Fatima. Alejandro?
This is Johnny Laureano for the record.
Okay.
As Fatima said, we need to pay attention to the internet users. I would like to refer to the agreement between ICANN and the U.S. Department of Commerce. We need to take into account the objectives of ICANN in terms of this. I think I could refer to the document in order to understand, or to try to understand, that ICANN requires certain representations on the part of the users to fulfill the commitment in a bottom-up way. So this representation should be given by the railroads, and this should go up into other higher levels. We need to increase the number of ALSs . Interpreters apologize, but Johnny Laureano's audio is really bad, very bad quality, and we are doing our best for the interpretation. Sorry for that. So I believe that we need to increase the level of representation. Now, nowadays in Lagrallo, we have a secretariat and a chair, and perhaps we may add other positions. Of course, we need to amend our rules and change our structure, but the idea is to be able to address all the interests of the end users. So in terms of ICANN and the agreement, in terms of the ICANN mission, of course, we need to take into account the agreement with the U.S. Department of Commerce. And the idea is to use these in order to voice the end users. We have a global resource. And we need to take into account this. Interpreters apologize, but Johnny Laureano's audio is very bad, and we are not receiving him. So we need to be able to negotiate terms, and we need to take into account the voice of the end users. ICANN is represented by all the Lagrallo members as well. So I think the railroads should have more mechanisms and should implement better participation conditions for the users. We have members in the ELSs that are requesting an enlargement of their participation. It is not possible that we always have the same people participating in ICAM. So we need to create better opportunities to be able to participate in the internet governance. And in order to achieve this, we need to implement the ICANN strategic planning with the help of ALAC and the RELUT. So that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. We have a queue of questions. I'll close the queue now. So we still have Johnny Doriano, we still have Alberto Soto and Carlos Aguirre. So first we'll have a question from Johnny Doriano. Sorry, the first is Juan Manuel Rojas, sorry, is the first person.
Wrong person here.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Hello, good afternoon, can you hear me? Silvia Vivanco speaking, yes, go ahead, please. So the question is this. Which of the issues or topics that are now posted for public comment should receive a comment from the region, from Lagrallo? And how would you comment if you were elected the ALAC representative? Thank you very much.
Thank you, and we'll start with Johnny Doriano.
This is Johnny Doriano speaking. Could you please repeat your question? I didn't have very good audio. Thank you. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Okay, it's a simple question. The question is, which of the topics currently posted for public comment within ICANN should have a statement or comment from Lagrallo? And if so, how would you materialize that within our region if you were elected an ALAC member? Thank you. Johnny Laureano speaking. I apologize, but your audio was a little bit choppy. I understand you focus on the topics that are open for comment in ALAC. We have procedures in order to produce ALAC recommendations. And I can tell you that it is necessary for us to have very clear in mind what the concept of who we represent is, who it is that we are representing. We need to focus on who we are representing. We represent business users, we represent end users, home users, professional users. Well, I would like to define the user as an end user, a home user, a father, a mother, a professional that can use these tools for the sake of development or as a development tool. Regarding the topics, we have several of them, but the thing is the following. This will depend basically on the position that we may show. That is, we have to focus on each of these topics and clearly oriented towards the users.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Fatima Cranbornero?
This is Fatima speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead, please, Fatima. Fatima speaking again. Oh, I apologize. I missed the question because I dropped my internet connection, but I understand that it has to do with the topics that are currently posted for public comment and on which topics should Lacrallo a comment. Well, I replied this question when I replied to Alejandro's question. I don't know if you would like me to restate my reply or should we move on to a new question?
Maybe we can move on to a new question then. Let's move to the next person. It's Olivier for the record and for the interpreters. We still have Alberto Soto and we still have Carlos Aguirre in the queue. So let's have the question from Alberto Soto.
This is Alberto Soto for the record. I apologize for being late. My question is the following. I have heard Johnny Laureano twice. And I have some doubts regarding the following. He focuses quite a lot on representing the end user, but he is running for elections as an ALEC member. That is, the ALSs in the region are the ones that debate issues related to end users, and we do it in a bottom-up fashion, as it should be done. But the question is he going to be an ALEC member as a voice for the region, or is he going to focus only on being the voice as what he interprets as end users? That's my question. Thank you. This is Jenny Laureano for the record. Alberto, going to your question. I wanted to restate or reinforce that idea because it comes from the document. And that need that I have stated is still unfulfilled or hasn't been met. In ALEC, we still need to develop further representation or wider user representation. But certainly, I do not intend to have an individual position. But I intend to pursue something decided and agreed upon within Lacrallo on our calls, agreed by you individually. So that is my idea, Alberto, to achieve a way in which we can channel or communicate the user's concerns so that we can put them forth as recommendations before the ALEC. We need to work on topics that are already being worked on, but I need to be able to reach out and to be a mechanism or a channel in this bottom-up mechanism to voice the user's concerns.
Thank you. Same question over to Fatima Cambronero.
Johnny Laureano's audio is not good quality to be interpreted. We apologize for this. I hope I have addressed your concern, Alberto. And I want to incorporate what we have been putting forth in terms of ALAC historically.
Thank you very much. And the last question is from Carlos Aguirre. Carlos, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. I have a question of both candidates. Given the relevance of the new GTLDs that are already or are beginning to be part of the Internet spectrum in the forthcoming days, well, I wanted to know each candidate's opinion in terms of the impact on the users and what each of them would do if they were ALAC members regarding this topic. Thank you.
Thank you. And the question first goes to Fatima Cambronero.
This is Fatima speaking. Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, Carlos, for your question. In terms of the new GTLDs stage, I think that we as ALAC representatives in our region have to pay attention to what will be implemented. For instance, in this new GTLD round, the objection period is over. There isn't much we can do. We had an at-large working group stating or making statements in terms of issues that affected users. And I think this is one of the most important topics on ICANN's agenda right now. So we need to focus or pay attention to the decisions made by the GNSO. We need to ask for ALAC's advice, and we need to take that advice to the region and get the region's mandate. I know that we are running out of time, but I would like to make the most of this time available to bring my statement to a close in reply to Carlos. Personally, if I am elected, I will be a regional representative, and I mean representation in a wide sense. We will need or will be working in permanent contact with all of you. This will not be a one-person job. Each of you needs to voice your views in terms of the topics you want us to focus on within ALAC and ALAC's discussions, and that will affect us as users and mainly as a region. So we need your active engagement. We need you to monitor. We need you to make us accountable, to have us tell you or update you about developments within ALAC, and you need to be more actively engaged. If I get elected, I promise that I will double my efforts to work as I have been doing as a volunteer in contact with the different stakeholders.
Thank you very much.
I am La Crallo representative in the regional strategy working group, so you can see that I always give you permanent feedback on the development so that you can make your contributions or present your inputs. And this will happen if I am elected as an ALAC member. I think we need to focus on topics posted for public comment. I believe that La Crallo is in a position to make statements, and we have to take issues or put issues before the ALAC. Olivier reminded us on the procedure to participate in terms of public comment periods, and I am running out of time, so I will bring my comment to a close at this point. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fatima. And back to Johnny Laureano for his reply to this question.
Thank you. This is Johnny Laureano for the record. It is important to take into account ICANN's role so that users can identify the way in which they see the Internet. We have to focus on the possibilities presented or offered by the new TTLDs. That is, capabilities, development, competence, alternatives for the users to meet their objective to develop in as many ways as possible. Of course, that users need to be able to access new TTLDs. They need to be able to access the net. And we are going to post a complete list of the GTLDs that will be released in order to address users' concerns. I intend to voice all the concerns within the RALO that are directly linked to this topic in order to promote further or wider engagement of the users. Also, I want to promote wider or larger ALS engagement. In order to represent their interests, I believe we need to keep working along these lines. There's still work to be done. ICANN needs to widen that framework or enlarge that framework. I ask all of you, or I remind all of you, that I am open to develop further ideas in line with ICANN's strategic plan or in line with the strategic plan being drafted by Rodrigo de la Parra.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm really sorry. This is Olivier again. I'm really sorry, but we are running out of time now. But it's been a very interesting debate, and I hope that you have all been able to get a better idea of what the candidates are that are coming to, for this selection. And I emphasize on the word selection rather than election. I know that everyone gets a bit confused, but the LAC RALO will select someone to go on the ALAC, not elect someone. I thank both candidates for having taken part in this discussion. And I know that there are a couple of things that you might wish to do now, which is to listen again to the recording of this session and to get a better idea of the candidates. Sylvia Vivanco, could I call upon you to let us know when the recording, etc., will be ready, please?
This is Sylvia Vivanco for the record. Thank you, Olivier. The recording for this call will be available tomorrow at noon at the latest. And the vote for this selection will be opened in or within 2 hours at the latest. It will start now and it will last until July the 8th, given the request from LAC RALO's chair and secretariat. So the vote will start today and it will be open until July 8th. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. I see Alejandro has put his hand up. Could I just quickly, Alejandro, just a quick word, and then we do have to finish this call because we're running way out of time.
This is Alejandro Pizarro speaking. Thank you. I hope you can all hear me. I just want to thank Olivier. I think his participation has been really valuable. It is a real commitment that we all appreciate and thank, and it has been reflected in the quality of the results of this call. Then, please do not open the vote until we have a 48 or a 24-hour period in order to discuss these candidatures. We may have 3 days to finish a debate or complete a debate with the candidates and to enable people that have not been on the call to listen to the audio recording and make further questions for clarification. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alejandro. I understand your concern. This is Olivier Trepanoblanc for the transcript. I understand your concern. What I would suggest, because, and I'm putting my ALAC chair hat on here, as ALAC chair, I do need to receive the results as soon as possible from this region. The opening time of the vote, I guess, doesn't have that much time to do with the closing date of the vote. Of course, everyone can wait a few days before their vote. They don't need to vote immediately as the vote opens. They can vote by the 8th of this month. If you do think that there needs to be more time for people in this region to make their selection, then you may wish to consider extending further than the 8th of July as the closing date for the vote. And, of course, then the discussion can continue in the next 2 days, or in fact can continue until the 8th if people decide to vote completely at the end of the voting period. But in any case, we do need to move on, and I do need to close this at the moment. I see Sylvia has put her hand up, so I'll let Sylvia Herlaine say the last words on this point.
This is Sylvia Herlaine speaking. Thank you, Olivier. We will take into account Alejandro Pizanti's comments and Olivier's comments regarding the vote and the extension of the vote. The date has been agreed by the chair and the secretariat, and the idea was to start on July 2nd and extend the vote until July 8th. So I will take these comments, your comments, into consideration. I will discuss them with Jose Arce, the chair for the region, and we will inform the official beginning of the vote, considering, of course, that we need a 7-day period for the vote. Now that Olivier has mentioned a possible extension, then we can start the vote, or we could start the vote a little bit later, but I will discuss this with the chair and I will keep you updated. Thank you, Olivier, for your brilliant job as a moderator. Thank you to the candidates, to staff, and thank you to the interpreters, because this couldn't have taken place without their help. Thank you all. Good evening.
Thanks very much, and goodbye, everyone.